Welcome to this week's episode of the Robo Falcons podcast, the official podcast of the Frost Robo Falcons. I am Mr. K, and I'm joined by four members of the team. They've all been on the podcast before, so they'll be familiar voices. We've got Presley.
Hi.
We've got Alexis.
Hi.
We got Jackie.
Hi.
And we got Allison.
Hi.
The last time we were all together on a podcast, we were headed into states. Like we've made states. We did really well at the previous competitions. We qualified for states, but we hadn't gone yet. And a lot of stuff's kind of transpired since then. And we're here to talk about that today. So let's get started with that. Who wants to give a little bit of a recap of states? An overall view of what happened.
Okay, so at states, we were in the Marie Curie division, and we placed sixth overall. And we were chosen by the second place team, the Raging Robots. So we were the second alliance. We did not make it to finals, unfortunately. We did win the second place Innovate Award, which helped us get into Worlds.
Yeah, so that's kind of the big news is we made it to Worlds for the second season in a row. And I think it's the third in the last third time in the last five seasons we've made it to Worlds, which is a pretty outstanding feat. I don't think it's ever happened for the Robo Falcons before. So that's kind of the overview of what happened at States. What kinds of things did you see at States that were exciting to you? What was the atmosphere of States like? Describe it to us.
It was like loud and like the pressure was really high to like win matches. Mm-hmm.
And it was like two different competitions going on at the same time because mm-hmm. you had two fields. You had the Marie Curie division, you had the Woody Flowers division. And we were obviously in the Marie Curie division. We didn't really know what was going on the Woody Flowers division a whole lot. We had an idea, but we weren't really paying attention a whole lot. Were there any highlights or anything interesting you saw at States that maybe you didn't expect to see or things that kind of, because we had described it to you guys, what it was going to be like. You had obviously, Allison, you've been there before. With the three of you, what did you see that was kind of surprising or took you off guard?
How crowded everything was and the amount of people that were there.
Yeah, and some of the like last matches were really high scoring. And like when one of the teams got like the red card, it was really surprising to me.
What happened with the red card? Do you remember why they got the red card?
One of the robots was disabled, I think. Right.
Yeah, the opposing team, a part of their robot actually turned off the other robot. Whether it was an accident or on purpose, I don't know, but that was a red card, so it disqualified the points for that team for that particular match. So that was something I'd never seen before. I'd never seen another robot shut off a different robot before. That was kind of crazy. And yeah, the scores were high, because by the time we got to kind of the end of the competition, especially in playoffs, you started to see the really good teams matched up with each other. And, I mean, what kind of scores did we see?
Like 200s?
Higher than that.
300s.
Yeah, we thought like...
Well over 300.
Over 300s, yeah, which was crazy. They were setting... I think there were three different world records set while we were there, just in the finals between our side and their side. And you really kind of had the best of the best in Michigan competing against each other at that particular... regional version of states. There were two states going on. I think ours was kind of the higher scoring one. What was your particular role there at states? What did you do, Presley?
I was part of the presentation team and pit judging and a lot of scouting.
Mm-hmm. How is it different scouting at states than it is at the other competitions?
Everything was much like faster paced, so it was much harder to like keep track of all the points that were being scored.
You did a lot of scouting at the other competitions too, right?
Yeah.
So do you think you got used to it faster at states than you would have if you hadn't done the practice rounds like at the other competitions?
Yeah.
What about you? What did you do, Alexis, at states?
I had a lot of roles similar to Presley. I also did the presentation, I did pit judging, and I also did a lot of scouting.
And as part of the imagery team, we were both involved with handing out pit awards.
What were our pit awards?
They were 3D printed statues of the Egyptian god Horus.
Do you remember what categories we gave them out for?
Best pit imagery, best robot imagery, best performing team, best sportsmanship.
Best partner.
Oh, yeah, and our best, in the best partner, which we gave out to our alliance partner in the playoffs.
All right, Jackie, what about you?
I was also presentation and pit judging. And then for the main role, I was like the main driver at States.
What was the pressure like driving at States versus the other competitions?
It was higher because if you don't win, then you might not have a chance to get to playoffs or like win.
Did you felt like you had practiced enough?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you felt pretty good going in though. The pressure was more, but you still felt prepared.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Allison, what about you? What did you do?
I mainly did presentations along with, I did a lot of scouting with every singular match.
Mm-hmm. Scouting was definitely an important part for us to really know, you know, what the competition was like, who was actually really good and who was just getting wins. That was kind of the tricky part is, you know, you can get into States and maybe you're getting some wins, but you're not necessarily as good as some of the teams that were losing because all the competition is very elevated there. As far as the presentation goes, what did you guys think of the presentation?
I feel like it went really well. We didn't really change up the script that much from other competitions, so it was very like well rehearsed. And the questions went pretty well, and most of them were ones that we had practiced.
Did you feel like the questions they asked were more difficult?
Not necessarily. I think everyone who was on the presentation team knew what to answer, knew all of their information pretty well.
They asked a lot of questions, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember there was, I mean, they asked, I think, 12 different questions, which is a lot. Normally, we only get like three or four during a presentation. They asked, I think it was 12 questions I wrote down. And they covered everything. So I was very surprised at how much they asked. And you guys, I think, answered really, really well. I think you guys all stepped up and everyone who was there contributed and gave good answers. So the presentation happened pretty early on. We had a relatively early time slot for the presentation. We really knocked that out of the way and then get right into not get right into matches. We had a little bit of time before the matches started. Which gave us some time to prepare. But our matches came relatively quickly. They were pretty evenly distributed throughout the day, which I think made it nice. It kind of kept us engaged. But at the same time, it gave us some time to correct any issues we had moving on. Did we run into any issues, any problems during the matches?
During one of the matches, one of the bearings for the spindexer came loose.
Mm.
And then it like caused the kicker arm for our spindexer to like land on top of it, on the spindexer.
And it got jammed?
Yeah.
It wouldn't fire.
And it wouldn't shoot, yeah.
Yeah, that was the issue we ran into. That was the second to last match, I believe.
Mm.
And then, so for the last finals match that we had, we really couldn't do a whole lot because our spindexer wasn't working. And I don't know that that necessarily would have mattered. I think we were probably going to get beat anyway. But, you know, it would have been nice to have a fully working robot right up until the end. But those things happen. Nothing we can do about it. Did you feel disappointed at all about that happening?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we would have had a chance at least of like making it to the finals or something.
And I kind of feel bad for our partner.
Yeah, that does kind of stink. I do feel bad for our partner as well. But on the plus side, we did get pretty far. We made it to the second to last match. So we're the second to last matchup. We were the last matchup in the losing bracket. And then the winner of that would have went to the finals, but we didn't get that far, unfortunately. But we did really well. And as a result of how well we did in the playoff bracket, we had just enough points to qualify for Worlds. So the top nine teams, points-wise, so you earn points throughout the matches, ranking points, and those ranking points add up. And the top nine teams, ranking points-wise, get to make it into Worlds. And we were the ninth place team by 1 point. Like, we had one more point in the next team below us, and that's what pushed us into Worlds. Were you guys shocked to see that we made it to Worlds, despite not, you know, making it to the finals?
Yeah. Everyone was like, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
When they announced we were going to Worlds.
Were you excited?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
How did you feel when you heard it? What was your first thought?
Like pride, I guess.
Were you shocked?
Yeah. Shocked.
Yeah. To be honest, I almost started crying. So.
Yeah, I was really excited. I wasn't I knew there was a chance we might make it just based on the points, but I wasn't quite sure. And it turns out that second place that we got on the award is what pushed us over the edge. Like, had we not gotten that, we wouldn't have had enough points to make it into Worlds. We had, that's what gave us our extra points that we needed. So, yeah, like we said earlier, that's back-to-back years going to Worlds. And this year, though, we made it kind of right away. Last year, we sort of were a replacement ad later on with only maybe a couple weeks before Worlds happens. We knew right there at States, which I don't know that we – when we qualified for – or for Worlds, I'm sorry. When we qualified for Worlds – a few years ago, I don't know if we'd qualified right off the bat or we found out later on. I don't remember how that one went. But this time we knew right at States that we were going to Worlds, and we kind of, despite not winning, we still went home pretty happy, I'd say. So now that Worlds is upon us in, you know, we're in February now, Worlds is in at the end of April. So we got a couple, almost 3 months before we go to Worlds. So yeah, what are your expectations of Worlds? What have you heard about Worlds so far?
It's going to be, like, way bigger, I think. And there's going to be a lot of teams from, like, all over the world, like, speaking different languages and things like that.
I've also heard that a lot of the other teams, like, kind of, like, write us off as terrible because we're a middle school team.
Yeah, there is a little bit of that. Because in pretty much everywhere else except Michigan, FTC is for middle school through high school. Michigan's really the only place, the only state that separates FTC and FRC. So FRC is the high school team. And actually, that's one of the big things, too, with Worlds, is it's everybody. It's not just FTC. It's Worlds for FRC also. And there's only a couple places in the United States that can actually even host, that's a large enough venue to even host the event.
Yeah, I'm excited for the event to see, like, all the other teams from around the world there, too, to all be together. Because I went to Michiana, which had, like, teams from all other places. And it was so cool to, like, see other teams and all the stuff they had, which I think was really amazing. Because, like, there also the variety of pins and the, like, the ribbons, too. And Hypernova's sister team might be there.
Hypernova. You guys love Hypernova.
It's all no, that's just analysis.
Yeah, it's analysis. Thank you. You're right. Hypernova's sister team might be there. But yeah, it is very similar. It's a much larger version of Michiana, which we went to last year. Michiana was a premier event, the first premier event that was hosted that we went to. And it had teams from all over the world. So Romanian teams, there were Brazilian teams. There were teams from China there. There were Indian teams. There were all kinds of different teams there. And some of them were unbelievable. The Romanian teams they were definitely high school kids, and they were funded like a college team. So this is kind of FTC for the Romanian students are, for the Romanian people are, it's big. It's their big event as far as robotics goes. So we're going to be up against some very tough competition. Like I said, the venue there, it's in Houston, Texas. There's only a couple places where they can actually host it. So Houston's one of them, and it used to be hosted here in Michigan Yeah, for a long time it was hosted here in Michigan at downtown Detroit at, it was Cobo Hall then, now it's called the Huntington Showplace. They stopped doing it a few years ago. But yeah, there are really only two, maybe three places in the United States that are big enough to accommodate it. And that's not so much because of FTC, but because of FRC. You guys see how big the field is for FRC? They have eight of those fields lined up next to each other. So you know how big and long they are. Imagine eight of those. You have to have a room big enough to fit all of them. And the robots are bigger. And there's more teams. So huge venue. And we're going to be kind of one small section of it, believe it or not. With that said, in the elevated competition that we're going to see, we've had to make some changes. The robot that we have right now isn't quite going to cut it if we want to compete at Worlds. What kinds of things have we changed on the robot or are trying to change and discussing changes have we made so far?
We're building a whole new robot. And with that, our
We might be changing the design to like a fast shooter instead of a spin exit, like with a ramp that goes up to the shooter. And we changed the wheels or the motors for the wheels to 13.7 to 9 instead of.
Yeah, so faster speed, so we can zip around a little quicker. Do you know why we're thinking about changing the shooter?
Because most teams are shooting like having a faster cycle time is like more effective than like sorting the color. Like the sorting the colors is only prominent in autonomous and like endgame, and those are like not as long as like the tele op.
So the overall points that we can earn and the ranking points that we can earn from accumulating points and making shots outweighs the ability to sort at the end.
Yeah.
And a lot of the other teams that we saw that are really, really good are ones that just shoot and cycle as fast as they possibly can.
And with a new robot, we wanted to make a new design or theme for a robot.
So we decided to move. Originally, we had our robot was named after an Egyptian god, so it was called Horus. So we wanted to move away from that, and we decided to go with like a space theme. And after like a while of going through a bunch of options, we decided on Eclipse being our new robot name.
Does Eclipse stand for something?
We're still working on that part. We do have a pretty good idea of what we want to do.
So how far along are we as far as putting together the new robot and kind of deciding on things? We have a lot of prototypes I saw.
Yeah.
How many robots are we currently constructing?
Five.
We have five. We're constructing five robots.
And most of the robots are just like the chassis and like the wheels.
And why are we constructing five?
Some of them are old robots, and then some of them are new robots that we're trying to make better.
So we're trying to test out multiple things at once to see what kind of works the best?
Yeah.
Prototyping multiple things to save some time. Mm-hmm. That's a good plan. Normally, I would ask you guys, what does gracious professionalism mean to you? But you've all been on the podcast before. You've all answered that question. So I'm going to ask you something different. We're going to Texas. What are you looking forward to seeing or doing or experiencing in Texas? First of all, have any of you been to Texas?
I have.
I think all of us except Presley have.
Oh, Presley. It's a good chance, though. You finally get to catch up to everybody else.
Going twice this year.
If it makes you feel any better, I've never been to Texas either. And I have family that lives there. So.
I do too. No excuse.
That's okay. I don't have an excuse either. But now we're going. So what are you guys looking forward to seeing or doing or experiencing in Texas?
I'm looking forward to like the food.
Mm-hmm.
Like the different.
Texas barbecue?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that until you mentioned it earlier. But I am very looking forward to Texas barbecue as well.
I'm looking forward also to the food because, yeah. And I'm also looking forward to all the pins that are going to be there. And I'm looking forward to hopefully seeing Hyperion because, like, I love them.
Mm-hmm.
I heard there was going to be, like, some, like, events and things at the venue. So I thought it would be fun to look at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have all kinds of different things going on. There's different event sponsors that are going to be there with booths. There's going to be all kinds of different stuff there.
With it being like super cold right now, I am looking forward to like seeing the warmer weather.
Yeah. I don't know how it's going to be in Texas in April. It'll be certainly warmer here by then, but I don't think it's going to be Texas warm. So it'll be nice to see, get a little preview of summer before it actually happens here when we go to Texas.
Pretty sure it's going to be like around the 70s, which is like perfect weather.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're probably right. So yeah, lots of great things to look forward to at Worlds. I think it's going to be a really fun time. And I don't know. I'm not sure how well we're going to do. We'll see. Maybe we can become an alliance captain again or make finals or see how things play out. You never know. Our new robot design may be a world beater. That'd be fantastic if it was. But anyway, thank you, the four of you, for being here. Thanks for the recap from States. Thanks for the preview for Worlds. And I think we're going to do pretty well, I think. I'm hoping. Yep. All right, well, we'll see you next time.